Back inside the Perry Fairway broadcast booth, the Blue Jays couldn't get any damage done. They loaded up the bases, but no runs to show for it in the top of the second. As we move to the bottom of the second, Greene County will send the designated hitter, Stevenson, Connor, the first baseman, and Ball, the shortstop, to the box. Stevenson was at bat when Winters was caught stealing, so he'll make his way back to the box. LeVan allowed it one base runner in the first inning. It was a free pass. First pitch to Stevenson goes across the heart of the plate and called a strike. Count is 0-1. LeVan firing strikes to begin our bottom of the second. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Just outside. Looked to be a pretty good pitch. Count moves to 1-1. LeVan stares in. Comes home with the pitch. It's swung back and out of play. Count is now 1-2. LeVan struck out one batter. That was Lane Fields last inning. 1-2 pitch. LeVan comes home. Catches the outside corner, and it freezes Stevenson. And that will be out number one in our second. Great start to the inning for LeVan. We'll see the left-handed swinger Connor come to the box. The first baseman is batting 250 on the season. First pitch from LeVan forces Connor to move out of the way. Umpire calls it a strike. Count is 0-1. Connor thought that one was inside. He's now behind in the count, and he'll foul back the 0-1 as LeVan is working ahead here and looking for his second straight strikeout. 0-2 pitch in the bottom of the second. One out. Breaking ball. Connor hits a ground ball to Juan Diego Beato. Fires over to first. It hops on its way there. And it goes over the glove of Davis. And it's going to be a two-base error as Davis cannot fire to second in time. So an error by the short stump brings Connor to second base. The ball took a really weird hop as it was making its way to Davis. It bounced right where the grass and the dirt are, right in front of first base. So LeVan's going to need to get out of this danger here. LeVan comes home with the pitch. It's going to be swung at and fouled down the third baseline. Count is 0-1. One out in the second. Runner on second base for Ball. Batting just 0-71 on the season, the right-handed hitter. LeVan comes home, hits the outside corner, as LeVan is now ahead in the count, 0-2. LeVan's ERA on the season, just .69. He's allowed more runs, but normally because his defense lets him down. There's already been one error in this inning, and LeVan will throw a strike high, and it will be swung through and missed by Ball, so he'll go down swinging. Third strikeout LeVan has collected in this game. High note trying to help himself out here as the pitcher steps into the box. Batting just 0-43. He'll swing through the first pitch as LeVan gets ahead in the count, 0-1. Runner on second is Connor. LeVan pitching to high note. Comes home with the 0-1. Crosses the heart of the plate. He's ahead in the count, 0-2. LeVan trying to make sure that error doesn't hurt his Blue Jays. Here in the bottom of the second, here comes the 0-2 pitch to high note. It's going to be put into play, a ground ball. Ivan forced to charge this one. Bare hands, it fires over to first. And it's going to be beat out by high note. And the runner from second is going to try and score, and he will. And now high note runs the second. So the error is going to hurt the Blue Jays, and the run is going to come across. So we're going to call that an infield single, then an error on Davis, who couldn't catch the ball cleanly. So two errors in the inning give Greene County the first runs of this game. They lead 1-0. LeVan fires home, working against Towers, swings through the first pitch, and LeVan's ahead in the count, 0-1. LeVan steps off, looks at second, forces high note to retreat. Towers in a small sample size is hitting .500 on the season. He'll take the 0-1 for a strike. He's now behind in the count, 0-2. Greene County has first blood. They lead 1-0, and chasing a pitch outside is Towers. And the strikeout will end the inning. After one hit, two errors, Greene County scores the first run. They lead 1-0 as we go to the top of the third here on KDLS.